Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, we're going to talk tonight. We're going to continue the conversation a little bit from last night, but mainly the topic tonight is, these college campus protests. They're out of hand, folks, and we as adults in this situation cannot tolerate it. We're on the verge of anarchy if we allow it to continue. Just racial tension is high. I don't remember it being so tense in my lifetime. But we are in an Obama administration. Everyone's bold now. We're going to get ours, they say. We have to bow down to them now. But before we get into that, trust me, I've got a lot of thoughts on that. We will get to those. Last night we had, had a bunch to say about Senator Ted Cruz and his evasive maneuvers. it's like he's a fighter pilot and he's chasing down, or he's trying to evade the rockets. You know, eventually he's going to run out of chaff. And it seems like that's coming really soon. Article after article are now starting to really focus on his inability to answer the million-dollar question, the $11 million question. The question that everyone wants answered regarding immigration is what to do with the 11 million illegal immigrants here today. So, you know, I've challenged, and I'll hold that challenge open through this program and future programs. If I ever have any caller that wants to call in to the Duke Machado Show, you're more than welcome. You will be treated hospitably. The number is 347-637-1055. In high school, I was voted most courteous, so we'll take that sort of a tactic on you if you want to call in and share the insight on what Ted Cruz is going to do with these 11 million. Because, you know, really, I'm confused. I saw a video today that he was filmed of him back in 2013, and in it, he was kind of hinting at the idea of allowing people to come out of the shadows and enroll in some sort of it seemed like a documentation program, just as long as they were not granted citizenship. It seemed like at that time he had the okay to speak about that. Nowadays, it's like you can't pay him enough to say something about what his game plan is there. He's not bold enough to step out like Donald Trump. At least you have to respect Trump for having the guts to do it. I mean, he's going to sink or swim on it. Ted Cruz is just kind of trying to, see how long the ice is going to last before it cracks and he falls through. I believe it was Washington Post. It was an article titled, let me see if I can't find that. A Washington Post article basically just outlines everything perfectly on his evasive tactics, and they're catching on. They're not going to allow him to continue using his non-answers. So every time he is asked this question, he defers back to border security. We can't get into this topic until we handle this issue here. As I said last night, I think we can. I think we can have an idea. I think he does have an idea what he wants to do. He's just not willing to share that with us because, really, we're not important enough. That's the bottom line. We are not important enough to know. He's not willing to risk it, just like this article mentioned. It's too much risk because he's really caught in a trap. What's he going to do? I created a poll today. If you go to the website gopisforme.com, you can vote on this. And, you know, really, I'm just trying to find out what the people know. Some people are certain that he will deport these people, and others are certain that he will not. One of them is right. I don't know who. He could help us by clarifying it, but I can't see that happening. You know, there were some arguments that were made about it on Facebook today, and I do want to talk about a couple of those. But, you know, hey, it's easier to just talk about it. Let's put it on record. Ted Cruz supporters, Donald Trump supporters, any supporter or someone who is in favor of a mass deportation, you got the game plan mapped out, come on. Call the number, 347-637-1055. I will grant you some time here to enlighten us. But on Facebook today, on one of these posts, I know that I kind of created a little stir in some circles. But one of my Facebook friends and a recent friend here was basically trying to find out where I was coming from, I think. I think I know he's a good man. I know he's a Christian man. And I believe he's conservative. I mean, by all accounts and all the people that I know, he's definitely a conservative. And he says in one of these responses, if I can find it, I'm really trying to find it. Bear with me, folks. Bear with me. And we're going to get there. Trust me, we're going to get there. It was a really good point he made. And, yeah, of course, now I'm not going to find it because there's so many different pages that was shared and posted on. I'm not real sure which one it was. But the basic premise that he's making is that he supports the idea of only addressing the border. He's trying to justify to me that Senator Cruz is talking about securing the border. That is the number one priority. It doesn't make any sense to talk about anything else. You know, how or why we are prohibited from thinking about alternatives. I don't understand why they want to shut that dialogue down. But my friend Anthony, he's a Texas guy. He says that there's three components to political action. First one is, can we do it or is it possible? Second one is, do we have the authority to do it? And third is, should we do it? And if all three of these come together, then we have action in politics. He thinks that I only want to address the first issue, is can we do it? Is it possible? And I say I'm focused on all three. Can we do it? I'm sure anything is possible. I'm sure it's possible to build the fence. I'm sure it's possible to, it may take a long time, but it's possible to deport everyone. And he thinks that since I believe it is impossible to do it, I'm not really saying that it's impossible. I'm just saying it's not probable. It doesn't make any sense. You know, the cost, I outlined all this yesterday. That we should not go to the step two, which is Do we have the authority to do it? Well, I have a feeling that as crazy as times are, it would probably be found that we do not have the authority to do it somehow. I'm not real sure about that. I'm not a constitutional scholar. But I can definitely think about the third one is, should we do it? And I think that we should not mass deport 11 million plus people. He goes on to say that he wants to ask me a question. What do cops do when a section of a highway is overrun with speeders? They make their presence known, visibly give a few tickets, and the rest behave. It's a doomed country that simply refuses to acknowledge and ignore the wholesale breaking of the laws. We cannot stop murder in this country, but that does not mean we legitimize it. We stop as much as we can. We do not say there are so many murders being committed that we must make murder legal and forgive all past murderers. They don't even say that in Chicago. He proposes that we stop all welfare payments to non-citizens. I'll agree with that, both state and federal. Also, that we fine employers caught hiring non-citizens. Well, that's already law. I mean, that's nothing new. It's already that way. But no one's going to enforce that. That's our problem. Third, only emergency medical care is provided to non-citizens. The person is deported as soon as the care is given. Emergency medical care, I'm not real sure about that. And anyone caught in this country illegally after being deported is given a mandatory 5-year federal prison sentence, then deported after that sentence is completed. Personally, I don't want to have to pay for 5 years for somebody because they're here illegal. Just get them out. There's no point in putting them in prison and forcing us to pay for them. I think that he truly means well. I know that he does. But it still seems like he has issues here. He suggests to me that I'm not speaking about all three aspects of politics. Appear to think it's impossible to deport 11 million. If so, points two and three are moot, in your opinion. They're not moot, in my opinion. I do consider them. I can think in past one dimension there. I'm trying to really get this response here because it was a good question that he had, and I was going to bring it up. His question is, this is it. I think I found it. Curiously, he says, you want to deal with the 11 million now? Why? You deport them and they just come right back. I'm not sure I understand. Ted Cruz may believe he can deport 11 million aliens, but he may also believe he can repeal the law of gravity. His belief does not make it so. Well, that's interesting because others believe that his belief does make it so. Just the fact that he is thinking it, that it will happen. I've actually had someone respond in a poll with those almost exact words. If he says he'll do it, he'll do it. Well, to me, that's a little bit of a rhetorical statement. If it cannot be done, no one need worry about him doing it. Are you saying it can be done? Personally, I'm of the belief it can be accomplished. That doesn't make it so either. Curiously, how are you going to get all those folks to register so we'll know who is here? Because what I said was, why should we do it now? Because we need to know who's living here. Because we need to identify and filter the good from the bad. Can't we get this? I don't understand what's so hard or what's so complicated about this. Some people want to just round up and deport everyone. who's here illegally. Others say, let's filter. Let's just filter out the good from the bad. And the way we're going to do this, because he asked the question, how are we going to get folks to register? Well, let's think about this. Every county has a courthouse. Every city, for the most part, has a post office. Oh, DMV offices scattered throughout, federal offices scattered throughout. This is not that complicated. Folks, I'm in the car business. When I sell a car to someone whose credit isn't very good, it doesn't mean they can't buy a car. It just means they're going to have to go through a verification process. I have to validate who they are. We plug them in and pull their credit, put them into the system, Equifax. Equifax pulls their background, shows us their addresses, every place they've lived. We ask them to prove their income. They bring check stubs. They show bank statements to verify their income. We ask them to verify their residence. Where are you guys living? Well, they have to provide utility bills in their name at that address, dated within 30 days of date of contract. They have to provide references, 10 of them, all with working numbers. You know, this system here is quite a validation process when you think about it. It's not everything, but gosh, we do this every day. Dealers across the country do this every day. Credit companies who deal with finance and credit are dealing with customers who are not legal residents. They do this every day. So I know that systems are already in place. I know there is a way that we can validate. So we set and we create a window of 1 year for all persons here illegal, living here illegally, to go to your nearest courthouse, post office, or DMV and complete the forms that we create and begin the enrollment process. So from the time that we create this window, and meanwhile, simultaneously, we're working on our wall, because we can do two things at once. Meanwhile, we're working on our wall. We're building it up. We're securing it. We're putting in the technology. Okay? So this one-year window opens up. We say, ladies and gentlemen, illegal immigrants across the country, you have 1 year to enroll in this program, enroll anyone who's here illegally, and begin this documentation process. We're going to talk about the process here in just a few minutes here. Now, this is where I say we're showing compassion, but we're being firm at the same time. We're going to give people the opportunity to filter themselves out. We're not going to have to go to them. They're going to come to us. They're going to come to us with documents in hand, with verifications and validations, whatever they have, birth certificates, any documents they have to verify their identification. and their means to support themselves. If at the end of this year, this window, and that window shuts, closed, anyone caught in this country illegally after that date, anyone here who is not enrolled in the program, immediately deported. If you're located, if you're discovered, you are immediately deported. So, if also during this process of filtration, it is discovered through background checks that you're a criminal, illegal immigrant, you're a felon, you're not going to be here. You're going to be filtered out. But as Marco Rubio says, we are going to deport some people. Some of them aren't going to make it for whatever reason. Not everyone, not all 11 million illegal immigrants are going to qualify. They're not going to come out of the shadows. A lot of them are in hiding, and we need to shine a light on those people. So at the end of this one-year window, no mercy. If you get enrolled in the program before, this is what it's going to look like. First, there is a heavy fine. You're going to pay a penalty. That penalty is going to be in the range of $2,500 to $5,000 per illegal immigrant. You could set something up so there's no more than $15,000 per family, or something like that. Second, they're going to go to the end of the line. They're not going to cut in front of people who have been waiting and doing it the right way. Those people will be respected and appreciated for their effort to do it the right way. Regarding citizenship, they will not obtain citizenship in these initial stages. After they do their biometric tests and they are healthy, we realize they're not disease or other issues that we need to deal with medically. After we fingerprint and identify, photo, etc., then these people will not receive any benefits from the state or federal. That is a good idea. I've heard several people mention that. Also, they're going to have a window after this where they have to maintain, basically, they cannot get in any trouble. They have to pay all taxes. This period, if approved, if accepted, is not citizenship. It's temporary residence. They're not legal citizens. Can't vote. Don't get benefits. See, these are all key words here. These words of, I guess, what we're trying to do is make sure that the illegal immigrant population does not the taxpayer money. And that's the bottom line here. They need to contribute, and we want to give them a way to contribute. And we want to get rid of all the bad apples. It's just an old truth. A bucket of apples, a couple of bad ones, if you don't pull them out, they will ruin that bucket. All the apples in that bucket are not bad. Most of them are good. You don't throw out an entire bucket of apples just because you've got a handful of bad ones in the bucket. What you do, you pull them out. You pull them out, you get rid of them. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with deporting felons. I'm okay with deporting illegal immigrants who are getting drunk and driving around and having accidents and killing our citizens. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with a strong border, secure, whatever methods that we have to secure it. This is more of a realistic approach to identifying who's here. To say that we cannot discuss. I'm doing it right now. I mean, if little old Duke Machado in Texas can discuss this issue and also discuss the issue of securing the border, I'm sure our presidential candidates can do that. I mean, I don't have a Harvard or Yale or something degree. I'm just a regular guy. Common sense. You know, I still believe that we can do things when we put our mind to it. We're just not willing to put our mind to it right now. And it's primary season, and, you know, he does not want to lose that support. That support, in his mind, is worth remaining silent. So, we'll see. Still don't have any callers. This is my crickets on the callers, the supporters there of mass deportation. Still not calling in. 347-637-1055. Hey, if you can't make it on this show, we'll make it other shows. I'm always going to extend that offer to you because I really want to know. I think it's a secret plan. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. Okay, so we've just got a couple minutes left. I'm going to vent a little bit on this whole movement of punks on college campuses trying to intimidate. Look, these guys on their own, they can't do anything on their own. They're cowards. They get together in a group. You gather a bunch of cowards together, and they get bold. Now they're strong. Now they're going to start, you know, they think they're prepping for a football game, and they get around and start hopping around and start throwing their fists in the air, you know, like little hoodlums. And then in the mix of all that, you got these little you got whites, you got little young, skinny whites, you got big, you know, heavy blacks, you've got thugs with dreads, you got just strange mixture. Strange mixture. And what do they want? Well, they want supposedly equality. In order to have the equality, they have to take away your rights. They have to take away our rights. They have to belittle us. And you know what? We got to stop it. We're grown adults here in this situation. These are college kids who've never had jobs, don't know what the real world is like, and they're trying to prove some sort of point. If we allow them to think that they can come around and just punk all these professors and everything, they have another thing coming. Folks, that's the end of our show. I really do wish you'd find me on Facebook, The Duke Machado Show. Follow me on Twitter, @DukeMachado1. I'm out of here.